They are Warriors are playing the Lakers in their final preseason game. They are 5-0 in the preseason. Yeah, Don Konecki. I know the LA Lakers. I know last night they beat the Suns in overtime. What's come? The segment is sponsored by Go to State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. What do you think of Draymond Green, Baldy?
He's just a loose. He's just loose, man. He's a live wire. He's a loose wire. Like, you don't know. Like, he's just unpredictable. He's just, he's like the. I don't know. Would it be fair to say, like, he's the Dennis Rodman of our time? Like, is that, like, off the – I don't know. Like, I don't know what he's like off the court. Like, we knew what Rodman was like off the court. But he's just – like, he brings an energy to the team and to the city that nobody else really does.
He's a better player in his sport, but he's the hoops version of Bill Romanowski.
Okay, yeah. No, that's – Yeah.
Speaking of which, and as we come laughing in, yesterday we did an exercise, and I'm just going to run a couple of them by you. You like pro wrestling, right?
Of course.
Okay. So
I hope you haven't watched Vince McMahon doc. You haven't had time to watch
one?
Vince McMahon documentary on Netflix.
But I would love to see it.
Yesterday we did an exercise where I don't know how we got into it, but I was like,
I'll tell you how we got into it.
Tag team duos.
Hold on. You slow down for a second. I'll tell you how we got into it.
Okay.
We're talking to Coach Herb Edwards. We played to win the game. Yeah. We get Herb on, and he's breaking down Gene Snyder's, and he's just spitting the gospel, right? I'm locked in.
It always sounds like a motivational speech.
Yeah, I'm getting fired. I'm already throwing through a wall. He's talking about Lawrence Taylor. Yeah. He's talking about everything, right? Yeah. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. The whole time during the whole Herb Edwards interview, this guy's writing down wrestling tag team names.
Okay.
For athletes.
Okay,
and I'm just like, we had Herb Edwards out. You're thinking about wrestling? What's going on with my guy?
So, for example, Trent Williams and Debo Samuel, tag team, they're called the Beatbox Boys.
Okay.
You like that? Come out with
the Boombox or whatever.
Boombox Boys, we can go with that one, too.
I can see that.
How about Charles Haley and Bill Romanowski? Unnecessary Roughness. I knew you'd like that one.
A lot of that right there.
All right. How about Pablo Sandoval?
I got to know Bill Romanowski, man. Like, he played 1 year in Philly. Like, 1994, Bill came. Like, that guy, like, I don't know what was in the bag that he carried every day, but he had a black bag, man. Like, man, it was all about and I'll never forget, like, I remember Fox saying to me one time, hey, look, Bill just retired. He wants to be an analyst. We like for him to follow you around for a weekend to see if he has what it takes. So they tried him out in some games. So Bill's like, we go to dinner. Bill comes to meetings with us. We go to practice together. There was a built-in 7-second delay with Bill, like on every single thing. Like, it wasn't clicking.
So it was buffering.
It was like that thing that goes around
the spinning wheel of death on your phone. Yeah, the spinning wheel of death on the internet.
But that guy knew football, man.
And he was really good at multiple locations. Denver, Niners, Philly.
He never missed a game.
He never missed a game.
You know, he told me about Philadelphia. He said this. I'm not misquoting him.
Okay.
We had a football hour. We used to do a football hour.
Yeah.
Lo Neal, Bill Romanowski, Greg Papa, myself,
That's
right?
Cool.
In football hour, Romo would come in the studio. I'm like, this is Romanowski, man. Let me be careful, man. You know, you never know with him, right? He's got the lead one shakes. He might snap at any moment. And he's talking about, unnecessary roughness and this and that. He goes, I knew I had to check myself when I was at Veterans Stadium playing for the Eagles, and he said he stopped on Larry Sitter's head like 6 or 7 times. And it's like, wait, Romo, you stopped on somebody's head? What are you doing? Yeah. I mean, that's not the end of it with him. I mean, he was out there.
Last year we had him on the week of Niners Eagles.
Oh, yeah, you got to check this out.
Niners Eagles. And Spadoni, let me know with a thumbs up when you find it.
I feel like they're a little bit soft.
Instead of going into the game.
And then going into the Chiefs Super Bowl, he was talking about how you might have to just take Kelce out. I mean, he was talking about an era. We're like, hey, Bill, you're going to get us.
He's always talking about body bag games, boar hunters.
I believe take him out. Mahomes is a crybaby.
It's just a different era. I remember, Romanowski, I remember a couple years ago, I wanted to do this breakdown on Troy Polamalu.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I was like, I went back and I started watching the clips, and I'm like, I can't put anything on TV. I can't even narrate it because I'm going to get fired for, promoting unnecessary violence. the way that he played the game, Romanowski, you can't, show those clips anymore.
I'm glad you bring up Polamalu because this guy got compared to him because of the hair and the Polynesian background.
Talanoa.
Yeah, Talanoa Hufanga. What has happened to him?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, the injury, he's not the same person since the injury. You don't even notice him out there. Like, he was there eight in a box next to Fred. Like, it was a race to who's going to blow up the running back. And I don't see that aggressiveness right now.
I don't want to isolate one play and say that this is a, you know, indication of who you are. Everybody has bad plays. But the play with Kyler Murray, yeah, where he comes flying in, and all I kept thinking about was you explaining about how the safety needs to play back. Like, there's always time to make the play.
Yeah.
And he came flying in on the Kyler Murray, whatever, that little, like, read option play where, yeah, he ran for 50 yards. The angle that Hufanga took on that play was just, it was almost inexcusable.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, you're talking about angles.
Yeah.
Like, I always remember Mike McDaniel when he was here. Like, he loved Raheem Mostert. And he used to call him the assassin angle. The angle assassin. Because everybody misjudged his speed.
Mm.
Like, they all took, so his running backs, like that, if you get that title, the angle assassin, that's like the greatest thing that Mike could say about you.
I like that.
But it's interesting. Like, every sport has this. Like, great passers, Magic Johnson. Yes. You know, Steph Curry, yeah, understands angles. You know, it's like an innate instinctual feel. Great shortstops have great, you know, angles to the ball. Like, we have a saying in baseball, you never see a good shortstop get a bad hop because, yeah, they take such a great angle to the ball. And you see this in football a lot. The angles,
yeah,
it really does matter.
It is. It's geometry, man. And it was horrible by time. It was just totally out of control. Because honestly, if you get bad safety, like, they got good safety play last week. Obviously, Mustafa, like, had the interception. It was a good play. But honestly, like, if you have bad safety play, you're giving up either long runs or touchdowns.
Mm.
Either because you missed tackles or because you blew the coverage or didn't play the ball in the air.
A lot of explosives. And Hufanga's missed a step, obviously, with the torn ACL. Took a lot of bad angles this year. Talk about him when he popped that Chicago game in the monsoon, where it's like, wow, this guy's making tackles left and right here. I don't know if the Niners can count on him the rest of the season. Malik Mustafa, but it's a great opportunity for Malik Mustafa,
no doubt,
and Tig Brown,
yeah,
to take over the safety spot. And we talk about the lineage of safeties in San Francisco. You saw it. Ronnie Lott,
yeah,
number 42. Jeff Fuller,
yeah,
Dwight Hicks, yeah, all these guys here, the Hot Licks. They have an opportunity. So what are you seeing? What did you see from Tig Brown and Malik Mustafa last week against Seattle? Did you see a step in the right direction for those two guys?
Yeah, I did. I saw that against Seattle. I mean, obviously, you know, you got DK out there. You got deep threats. They want to get the ball to him. But Renardo, too, like, I thought they, you know, because honestly, at the end of the year, you want to see the safety stat sheet. And you want to see forced fumbles.
Mm.
You know, they get the longest run at these backs. They get to, you know, you look at Earl Thomas and what he did, you know, in Seattle all those years. Like, you want to look at the safety stat sheet. And you want to see that thing getting filled up. So, you know, Tig did that at Penn State. That was what he did. He took the ball away. Like, that's the job of the safety. You've got to create plays. If they're not doing it, like, if you look at the Eagles, Reed Blankenship has two interceptions. Like, you want to see interceptions, forced fumbles, fumble recoveries, you know, goal line hits, goal line stands. Like, that's the safety. And, well, you want to see that at the end of the
year.
And Talanoa had that, you know, last year, the year before.
Yep. He made plays. I mean, he had plays. Six interceptions before
six or seven interceptions.
Yeah, before something. The ACL injury last year.
Seven total.
Pick sixes, yeah. Monday Night Football, all that
just
stuff.
Just a knack for the ball. And then, like, no Malik Mustafa, it's interesting. Me and B saw him at training, yep, camp, and he's
very aggressive.
Short, right away.
He's short, right? He's really, yeah, short. And I said to B, I'm like, dude, Bob Sanders was really short. Now, yep, no one's Bob Sanders. Bob Sanders was a great, great, great
defensive player of the year.
He's a great player. But, like,
he didn't last long.
That was my next question. Like, when you're a short guy and you're throwing your body around at safety, it's just tough to last long in this league.
Well, I mean, if you look at, like, let's just take Jordan Mason. Like, that's a powerful dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, he's second league in rushing, and he missed most of the game last week. Like, I mean, that guy, to his power, you can see it. Like, when he hits people, he moves people.
Yep.
So you're in the alley, and you're some of these guys, Bob Sanders, whatever. Like, you're taking these hits from these locomotives. Forget about Derrick Henry. He's a freak.
Like, yeah, exactly.
But even like Garendo, you know, he was the fastest running back in the draft this year. He's 218 pounds. Like, those are hard hits. Like, you just don't know how long safeties can hold up at that spot. Like in Pittsburgh right now, they picked up Deshaun Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
And him and Minka are the safeties, and they're playing great. But Deshaun Elliott has been a great player in the league, but he's been hurt every single year. He's gone through the league. He was in Detroit. He was in Baltimore. He's been in these stops. Right now, he's played six good games. He had the fumble recovery at the end zone at the goal line last week that TJ punched out. Like, he's a great player. His problem has been staying healthy.
888-957-9570.